come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Have a great week. We'll see you again next Wednesday.
Time to go home. Thanks, everybody.
What a fantastic show. I got to get ready. Got to take a nap.
What are you talking about?
Well, the fights are at 2 a.m.
They are. Fights on a Wednesday. It's a little odd.
That's
they've happened before.
Yeah, I mean it has happened before. It's I don't know about if it's odd.
Well, why are there fights in the middle of the week? Why is it, because there's not as many people tuning in. I mean, people are working, aren't they?
It's for many reasons.
Why?
They're there.
Okay.
So take advantage of the monopoly.
Okay.
You know,
sure.
That is Abu Dhabi Fight Island. That's kind of. We were, what's the word I'm looking for? Because you brought it up when we were conversing about, originally they showed the octagon on the beach.
Sure.
It was supposed to be on the beach.
Well, people were talking about the elements, about being so hot, it would affect the fighters fighting outside, which fighters actually had experience. You know, Masvidal came from a street fighting game, so he would have the upper hand in the Usman fight.
And I told you he wouldn't.
But that's what people were saying.
No, people are...
And then, people were worried about the sand, sand blowing around onto the mat and how it would affect the fight. So, but it's inside an arena. What's going on with that, Randy Harris?
One of the funniest tweets that I found. Well, first, let me get off a couple pet peeves.
Already? Let's fire them off.
Well, we typically start the show with it.
And you do.
I'm trying to be gentler.
Why?
I'm trying to be calmer.
Why? This is a pandemic. Now you can act crazy and go wild. Like, you don't have to be nice.
But I already do that. So I'm trying. Well, let me tell you about a couple things that have happened.
All right. What you got going on?
As I continue to try to be mellow.
Okay.
Because I don't care.
Okay.
All right? I don't want to care.
Okay.
Buying more vehicles.
You are.
And it happened again. You play car dealership. I'll play me.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Bring, bring.
Matt's used car. You tow him. We grill him.
There you go. You're being knucklehead.
Okay.
Bring, bring.
Hello.
Used cars, please.
Okay. One moment, please. Hey, this is Matt over in used cars.
Is this used cars?
This is.
I'm looking for specific that I'm looking for.
Okay.
We'll make it up because you don't really need to know. A green... used Lamborghini.
Okay.
And then they come back with?
2020 version?
Newer used.
Right.
Newer used.
Why is that a big pet peeve? Like, because they probably sell both. They probably have the ability to do both.
I understand. Let's try it again.
Okay.
Bring, bring.
Hello.
Not hello. You're an establishment.
Oh.
Bring, bring.
What you want? Who does this? Who sent you over here? No. Hello. Thank you for calling. Matt Hendricks.
Matt
Auto
Hendricks
Salvage.
Chevrolet. Okay. Matt Hendricks.
Chevrolet.
Not used. I swear to God, I'm going to reach over and slap right. you.
Thanks for calling, Greg Hendricks, NASCAR Motorsports.
Thank you.
UFC Chevrolet.
Used cars, please.
One moment, please. This is Matt in used cars.
No, they normally don't say that. Used cars, please.
One moment, please. This is Matt in used cars.
No, they normally don't say that. They normally don't.
What is that?
They'll normally come back and say...
Used cars.
No, they'll say, can I help you? Or they'll say, this is sales. And I'll again say, used car sales, please.
Right.
They'll normally say, well, I sell both.
Right.
Now, I've said used cars three times.
Right.
And then I tell them what I'm looking for, and they're like, do you want newer used?
Okay.
Because right. They're not listening. They don't. Nobody listens.
Right.
Me either. I mean, ask my wife. So today I go to the bank. I'm done with that one because it's the same crap all the time.
Right.
I go to the bank. I have to pay a portion of my credit card bill.
Okay.
I'm trying to pay it all off. I made a math error, and I owed a couple $100 more.
But you don't really have credit cards. You don't like debt, do you?
No, I use credit cards.
Okay.
I use credit cards to the max, and then I pay them off every month.
Right, okay.
You know, that's what I hate.
So you get the benefits, the air miles, you get the rewards.
We bought a sizable purchase. I got a new credit card where I got like a 20% back,
uh-huh.
and I just paid off the card, and then I'll cut off the card.
Right, right.
So it's only for a one-time purchase.
Sure.
So I pull into the parking lot. I didn't realize it till I got inside the bank because there's a long line. I dropped the credit card.
Oh.
Okay. I wasn't sure where the card was. And so I said to the guy standing there, I said, can I get my account number at the counter or do I need to see a banker? He goes, well, I can get it for you unless you're going to make a payment. I said, no, I'm going to make a payment once I get the account number. And he said, no, they can get that for you up there. I said, okay, perfect. So I wait my turn. I now go up there with my clown mask on, and I said, I need to make a payment on my credit card. The gentleman said, and I did call him a gentleman. I was shocked, too. The gentleman said that you can pull up my account number. She said, okay, sure. Gave her my driver's license. I said the name of the company, Talking Sports, blah, 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 blah. She goes, okay, do you have the account number?
Well, you wouldn't need her if you had the account number.
I almost wanted to say. Typically,
you could have
I
said that.
I normally do.
You could have been like, I don't need you if I have an account number.
I normally would have said, that's what I'm here for, right, is to get the account number.
Didn't you tell her that you need the account number?
No, I'm
the guy that could help me get my account number.
Exactly. Why do people? That's like somebody coming in here to Tour de Pizza on 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete and saying, hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm good.
I'd like a pepperoni and onion pizza.
Perfect.
And then you come back and say, what toppings would you like?
Yeah, what do you want on that, sir?
Exactly.
Look, there's dumb people everywhere.
They are everywhere.
And, you know, but it's a pandemic, so, you know.
That's not an excuse.
That is an excuse.
Like Jackie Gleason said in Smoking the Bandit, that doesn't give you a right to be stupid. It doesn't.
I think it does.
No,
I think it does. I've seen some dumb stuff during this pandemic.
Oh, well.
The way people wear face masks and shields is quite comical.
No, that it is.
It doesn't make any sense.
I told you my favorite one when I went to the shoe store. And I said, when she demanded I put the mask on, and I said, do I wear it half-assed like you're wearing it, or do I wear it properly?
All right.
I got thrown out of that one, too, so.
I mean, how come Dana White's not wearing a face mask in the weigh-ins, like, and the face-offs?
Maybe he has a condition and he can't wear one.
Is that a legal argument?
It is.
Is that a real argument?
I don't know if it's legal. It's a real argument. I don't know if it's legal. I guess Walmart just came out that starting Monday it's mandatory, yet I just went to a Walmart and they said you can't come in without a face mask.
Oh, but the virus doesn't live at Walmart or Home Depot or... And it can only go
six feet. It can only go 6 feet.
And it can only go 6 feet, like front and back. It can't go side to side. It's a very smart virus.
No, it's very smart.
Very smart. It's very selective.
I said it when I went to Atlanta a couple weeks ago, that it stops at the food court.
Right.
It's
such a crazy world we're living in.
I read one, and I'm sure I don't remember it. If face masks stop the virus, and you're wearing a face mask, why do I need to wear one? That's what was the question.
No.
And if face masks stop, then why is everything closed?
Right, right, right. Like, they're closing down everything again in California. Like, everything's shutting back down.
It's insanity.
Unbelievable.
It truly is. I literally just want to sit in my Lazy Boy that I don't own. Let me rephrase it. Let me throw a plug. I would rather sit in my Human Touch massage chair and just...
That's a nice piece.
That's a nice rig. It's everybody uses it.
Yeah.
I barely use it. I truly barely use it.
Really?
But when I do...
When you're zero gravity, how do you feel?
I don't think it has zero
gravity. No, it doesn't?
That's the other one.
Is it? Okay.
That one sold for $6,000. I went with the $10,000.
Oh, okay. I sat in the zero gravity
right,
one.
Right, which was cool.
It was a cool feeling.
I sort of did when this deal came through and they said, choose.
Right.
Okay. Now, let's go back before I tell you this one. Because when I did a trade many, many years ago for a piece of memorabilia,
uh-huh.
and I advertised for this company, and they sent me a catalog that probably had 100 pages in it.
Okay.
And they said, pick one. That's the deal. Pick one. I went to what I wanted, which was the Rocky Balboa.
Okay.
Dead Presidents, the Beatles, stuff that was a whole lot more valuable sure. than the greatest athlete of all time, Rocky Balboa. So this time when they said, choose a chair, I looked for the most expensive.
Okay.
So right. the Zero Gravity right. was cool, but that was only selling for $59.99.
Sure.
This sold for $10,000.
So with the pandemic and the collectability of merchandise
keeping
and memorabilia.
Keeping in mind, hold on. Keeping in mind, I do have to return the chair.
Oh, really? Why?
Oh, well.
When you're done testing
when I'm done
it
using it, yeah.
So pandemic's going on.
Like, there's a pandemic?
And we know that sports memorabilia and collectibles are, you know, certain things are going to have value in the future. If you had one mask, one PPE shield from any athlete or public figure, whose would be most valuable and why would you want it?
I don't know. You know, I've even made bets with people that they're going to sell the face masks.
Oh, of course they are.
You know, from MLB.
Will they end up in the like Cooperstown? Will they end up in the Hall of Fame? Will they all end up in
of course,
Smithsonian?
Some yeah, some will. You know, you would have to think, who's the most popular person in the world?
Who's, me. I'll sell you my mask right now. $7.
That's $8 more than it's worth.
Today. Today. Yeah. But when I die, it will be worth so much more.
No, it'll be worth so much less.
No.
Because nobody will know who you are once you're dead.
What are you talking about?
Come on. Nobody will have a clue. At least now they know you're just as a tool who runs his mouth. When you die, they're not going to know what it is.
I won't be running my mouth anymore.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying the value will go down even more. You know, but again, that would kind of fall into who's the most popular? Who's the biggest name?
I mean, it got to be Trump. I mean, have the presidential official shield, your mask. I mean, it's got to be the most valuable, right?
I was thinking that, but just as many people that would burn it, you know, would want it, you know, so I don't know.
And the
Queens?
The Bubba Wallace noose?
Like, was it, first
like,
of all,
like the rope from the garage. Like,
first of all, it wasn't a noose; it was a rope.
Well, he said it was a noose.
Second of all, you said face mask; you didn't say rope.
Oh yeah, well, sportsmen would be during a pandemic. Like all these different sporting events are having to change their protocols. Like you know, during this pandemic, the NASCAR, the symbol, the Confederate flag going away. There's been a lot of crazy things that affect sportsmen would be in the history and the future of it.
All right, not to say what the hell are you talking about, but what is the Confederate flag being taken away have anything to do with sportsmen memorabilia during the pandemic? Just well, asking.
NASCAR.
I'm asking for a friend.
NASCAR as an organization, like what, top five sporting organizations in the world?
No.
NASCAR's huge.
No.
So the money that it generates.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you said that out loud.
What are you talking about? NASCAR's huge.
It's not fifth in the world. You just said fifth in the
country.
World. Well, you didn't say that. You said fifth in the world.
What up?
Who listens to you?
We're Americans, and this is all. The only world that matters is what happens here. But like NASCAR is huge, and for them to make a change.
Your wife just called. You can't come home tonight.
Well, again? It's the third time this week.
So what was the question?
I don't know. I mean, the best NASCAR drivers out there drove the General Lee.
That's not true either.
I would take Bo and Luke Duke over any of these NASCAR drivers now.
Well, you said now. First, you said the best, because Richard Petty's always the best. Dale Earnhardt is always the best. Randy LaJoie is my favorite driver of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
I knew you wouldn't.
Never heard of him.
I knew you wouldn't.
What do you drive?
I don't know. shows you how small the world is, and I know we need to hit a break, but shows you how small the world is. So I'm dating my wife.
Okay.
She wasn't my wife because I wasn't. You don't date your wife.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm dating this very attractive, awesome young lady. And her best friends, who have since gotten divorced, would always go to the races on Saturday night.
Okay.
So I would always come down on the weekends. I was in the military then. And they took me to this racetrack. I was bored out of my mind because I could care less. And there was a guy that drove like Dale Earnhardt. His name was Randy LaJoie.
Okay.
And he drove anybody and everybody into the walls.
Oh, okay.
He was Dale Earnhardt. Get out of my way or I'm drilling you into the wall. He became my favorite driver just because I liked that.
Right.
I think he did have a ride in NASCAR for a while, and I think his son is driving now. But that was my guy.
Huh. I deliver pizzas in the same manner.
Oh, I know that.
I mean, I've popped curbs and drive through medians and.
I have.
I got cold pizza getting cold. I got to get it there.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. More nothing when we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back to live from Tour de Pizza. We're watching Fight Pass as they're rerunning They just reran the Nick Diaz, Joe Riggs fight. And then with the cartoons and everything talking about the fist fight at the hospital. I remember that.
Which was a better fight, the one in the octagon or the hospital?
Oh, the hospital.
Like the hospital. Well, but they're fighters. What else do you expect them to do?
Rolling over gurneys and have all hooked up with needles.
IVs.
All right, this could be one of the funniest tweets I've seen in a long, long time.
Okay.
Let's give credit where credit is due. And, oh, it's on a photo. So, Chris Weidman.
Okay.
I'm sure it's not Weidman. It's, you know, a parody or whatever. Even though the UFC retweeted it. It says, if Masvidal is such a draw, then why did UFC 251 have a record low live gate? Come on, that's funny. It's funny.
It's true.
It's funny.
It was the lowest.
It was one of the lowest. I think Jacksonville was lower.
Probably.
Because I think there were some people there. And the media events appear to be, like, packed.
Right.
You know, I don't know who swam over to the island or whatever. Right. We are going to try to get a hold of Scott Peterson in about an hour and 15 minutes.
Awesome.
He's sleeping right now. He's getting his beauty rest.
Yeah, what time is it over there in Dubai?
It's 8 hours ahead.
Okay.
So wherever you are listening to this program, add, if you're Eastern, add 8 hours.
Sure.
If you're Western, add 11 hours.
Sure.
So he told me that he was going to sleep. Little baby needs his rest. So he's going to sleep until 3:30, 8 or 10, so 11:30 Dubai time.
Did that 6-day notice affect Masvidal, like as far as the weight cut and the time change and the travel and all the things?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say I don't want to hear it if it does, and he hasn't. Now, Isaac Valley Flag is scheduled to be on next hour, and he just took a fight on short notice.
Okay.
You know, he's fighting next week, BKFC.
Uh-huh.
My thing is, if you take a fight on short notice, I don't want to hear about that you took it on short notice. We all know you took it on short notice.
Right.
Stop thinking that you have a built-in excuse for if you lose, well, I took a short notice fight. Masvidal, and I've liked everything about Jorge Masvidal.
Sure.
You know, I have from the beginning. It's been cool to me. He was cool to us in Vegas.
I like the fact that he used pizza for his weight cut. And, you know.
In Rome. Hey, Liza, can you stop here?
There's a thing called the pizza diet. So, finally, people starting to recognize you can lose weight and eat pizza.
Back to what I was talking about.
Sure.
Which is more important than pizza.
The pizza diet.
The pizza diet. Masvidal hasn't made any excuses, but let's be honest, and we've all heard, he was training with Dustin Poirier. He was in the gym. And something that Usman said, which is definitely true, Usman had to change on a dime as well.
Sure.
Masvidal had been training for one of three fights.
Right? Right.
They were trying to make the Usman fight, so he was training for Usman. He had wrestlers. They both changed. One had just as much on the line, just as much of a change, just as much as whatever, as the other.
But do you like that?
Do you
like the new UFC as far as it's all about matchup and lineup? It's like baseball where it's like a left-handed pitcher to come in and strike out one batter because he has a tendency to pull to the right.
Which isn't legal anymore. Baseball has changed.
But, I mean, like back in the day, you think Tank Abbott did scouting reports and like figured out who his next three fights might be? He just went in there and banged with whoever.
First of all.
Mark Coleman.
First of all, and I have told you that Tank Abbott is one of my favorite fighters to ever go watch fight.
Right.
Because that was going to be the most exciting 22 seconds of the night.
Right.
I drove all the way down to Fort Lauderdale to see Tank fight, and it was over in 30 seconds.
Right.
And it was worth every second of it. You know, it was cool. With that said, and I'm no one to talk. Let me just tell you that before I say it.
Sure.
You said you think Tank Abbott did research on the last three fights. He wouldn't have remembered that far back.
Right. But he didn't plan ahead. He didn't, like, calculate, okay, I think I'm going to get this guy next, so I'm going to develop this strategy in my fight camp for the whole 6 months.
Well, Tank never had a fight camp.
That's what I'm saying. Like they used to just go in there and bang.
But the guys back there had fight camps. And I also, going back to what you said, I think it was last week to Pat Miletich, and I wanted to try to stop the ridiculous statement because I had the answer. No, of what you said about who from back in the day could fight today. Usman proved that Matt Hughes could fight today.
Because just clinch and
very
strength.
Simple. Well, it's not clinch, but, you know, take you down. He tried to take Masvidal down.
Stop your toes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Toe
Matt
stopping.
Serra. That was Matt Serra's specialty.
Do you like that? Do you like that as a strategy? I mean, I know it's
why
effective.
Is it any different than anything else?
Well, why? I mean, just because it's annoying and it causes, like, you know, pain.
Isn't that what a fight is?
I mean, it is, but, like, come on. Like, the whole fight was them holding up, hugging, and then stomping toes.
So you don't want them to stomp a toe, but it's okay to punch you in the face.
Yeah. Keep the action moving. Well, it was a very boring fight. I mean, it was a very...
Well, I don't know if rounds one and two were boring.
Well, no, I guess it was better.
I don't know. I didn't see them.
Okay.
I fell asleep. It's too late. I tried.
Right.
I tried.
Right.
I tried. But, you know, you doze for 30 seconds. You doze for three rounds. You doze and the whole night's over. I need to move to, like, Hawaii.
Okay.
That way these fights will be on at 2 in the afternoon.
There you go.
And that way I can stay awake for it. I think it's a good ploy.
Yeah, we'll do it. Move the show.
Here's a couple other texts that I took photos of just so that I would remember to tell you this.
Okay.
All right. So let me get – I don't know how to change this. This one to me was like one of the funniest that I've seen. It's even funnier than the last one. Okay? Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
You sure?
I'm ready.
This is from the Associated Press.
Okay.
And Caveman over at Bubba the Love Sponge retweeted it.
Caveman.
And so I got it from him.
What's up, Caveman?
You ready?
Yes.
A California woman who paid more than $9,000 to have someone secretly take online college courses for her son and sought a discount when he received a C. Okay, so the son got a C.
Okay.
She paid over $9,000. She wanted a discount. Has been sentenced to 5 weeks in prison.
Oh.
No, nothing. No comment on it.
I mean, there's so many things you can say about it. I mean, is that the same thing that Lori McLaughlin
did?
Yeah,
all like, that stuff. Yeah. Like,
you know.
Do you find this? And I think the UFC retweeted this one too, which I don't get. I don't know this to be fact, which is part of the show.
Sure.
Joe Rogan's not part of the video game.
Oh, really?
He's not, according to this tweet that we didn't check out.
Sure.
He's not part of the commentary team for UFC.
That's not
thoughts?
Good. I mean, Joe is the voice of the UFC. Is he not?
You would have to think that.
I mean, he's got to be the voice. I mean, Bruce is obviously the announcer, but Joe.
More popular.
Even Goldie is more of a voice in my memory bank of being like, you know, the UFC than the new commentators.
I don't know. I don't know. I think Anik has done it long enough, and Anik is so good that you sometimes forget about Mike.
Really?
Because it has been quite a few years. It's not like it was yesterday.
Right.
And then really you remember when they show a video of another fight and it is Mike.
Right.
You know, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Mike was here. You know, Mike was a huge part. Mike's a friend of mine.
And Mike was
that's
there.
Not a dig at Mike.
And Mike was there during the golden era.
The starting era.
The golden era.
I don't know about the golden era.
The golden. That was the golden era.
I don't know how you can say that because other than maybe Chuck, maybe Tito, I'm not even 100% sure Randy, you know, Randy's close.
I mean, James Brown.
What the hell's he got to do with him?
Jim Brown.
He
was the first announcer for the first UFC. The original.
I understand that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You got to throw him in the mix as far as like UFC commentators.
Well, no, nobody would remember that.
I remember that. That's because I'm a historical buff.
Yeah, that's what you are. Yeah, you're a buff, all right.
I'm a UFC historical
buff. All right, when we return, you know, we're a quarter of the way done. We have yet to talk about what happened Saturday night.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about the main. We're going to talk about the co-main. And I'm going to throw out a attaboy that I normally don't do.
Uh-oh.
But big ups to someone who fought on Fight Island last Saturday night. We'll get to it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stapson. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Was there Uriah on West Coast time? Was he still asleep when he did that liner? Like,
possibly.
Wake him up.
Oh, he's a chill dude.
Wake up, Faber.
I don't know if I've ever heard this, ever,
okay,
what I'm about to tell you. The attaboy is coming in a minute. We're going to talk about Saturday night.
Right.
But this was from a tweet from Amy, Photo Amy, who we've gotten to be friends over the past couple of years.
Okay.
Always at the UFCs. Great photographer, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Here's what she retweeted. According to FD Sportsbook, due to the controversial Holloway decision at UFC 251.
Okay.
They have decided to refund all customers who placed pre-fight, well, obviously be pre-fight, because
right,
anybody
right.
can be right after. It's how right. you get all your picks right.
I was 5-5 of the, right. of the main card.
Yeah, because you told me yesterday. Yeah,
of course.
they're refunding all customers who placed their wagers on Holloway to win or win by decision.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So the betting agents are taking the what's right, not what the judges said.
Well, first of all, who are you? Who were they? Who was anybody to say what's right? Even though a lot of people have said they thought.
Well, we all saw it.
Well, I didn't
pretty
watch.
Pretty obvious.
But, well, I don't know. Was it?
I thought so.
The problem is, and I have said it, and I'll say it again, and I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to continue to say it.
Most people are not judges like I am. They don't have a trained eye.
Well, first of all, you're not a judge.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, most of them aren't trained like you are, then.
The problem is judges look for different things.
Sure.
Now, I truly believe, as a judge in the state of Florida, it doesn't matter who the champion is. It doesn't matter who's fighting. None of that matters. You know, everybody says, excuse you.
Sorry.
That's where you're supposed to, like, wave, and I'm turning it down.
Came too quick.
So that our...
Might be COVID.
Just millions. And back up. I mean millions.
Back up one more foot. It's COVID. Yeah. It can only get to 6 feet away.
Yeah, we are at 5'8", so back up. Judges look for different things.
Right.
Which they shouldn't. Which you need to be... It needs to be a better criteria so many different things.
They can only score what they see. So on different angles of the octagon,
that's why
away from them.
Right.
So they see different things at different times as the fight moves around the octagon.
And that's why there's three, because if it's blocked, if I can't see it, the other two can.
Sure.
So, but when it's consistent, when it's not consistent, obviously I have a major problem. 30-27, 30-27, 29-28 the other way. Okay. But again, it can be the difference of one punch.
Sure.
It can be the difference of one takedown attempt, one stuffed takedown. So it's not as glaring as people seem to think. I also say, and I did not watch the fight as a judge.
Right.
When I'm in the
human chair.
Touch, thanks.
Right.
I didn't want to say the other one.
Your eyes are mostly closed.
Mostly. That's very true. It mostly is. It's hard to watch 5 minutes when you're sitting in a chair like that.
Right.
So it's unfair for me to say who I thought won when I don't watch it as a judge. And I keep saying that, you know, I want to go back and rewatch when we all know for a fact that I'm not going to do it.
Right.
You know, I try to watch moving on. Just because Max knocks Alex down, okay, if it's still a close round, just because of a knockdown doesn't make it a 10-8.
Right, of course.
Okay?
Sure.
So he gets the knockdown in two rounds. Did he win those two rounds? Again, I didn't even look at the scorecard.
I felt like Max won 3-2. That's what I saw.
Everybody seems to think round three was the decisive
round. Right, I think so. I mean, you definitely saw Alex as a champ in championship rounds push the action and take more risk, and it was continuing to show more aggression and dominance. So, you know, he was coming on later, but I think it was already too little too late.
Well, it wasn't too little too late because he won.
Well, yeah.
So it wasn't too little too late.
Well, Max got robbed more than he won.
Some of the things that really set me off, that really drive me crazy, is, like I said, to be the champion, you have to beat the champion.
True facts.
No crap. Okay, fill in the change the world.
But you're not a true champion to get beat, because even losers will keep going when they're winning.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, look it up.
It's not, whatever. You're the champ. When Dana straps the belt around you, or if you grab the belt out of his hand and strap it on yourself, you're the champion.
So did Usman win the BMF belt and?
No. BMF wasn't.
That wasn't up for the grabs? Like,
no.
That doesn't get to travel around like the Stanley Cup, like whoever the possession.
No.
That's just a one-time thing. No. Masvidal keeps it forever.
That's what Dana said.
Really?
It's a one-time thing.
How come there's a photo of Usman holding both belts?
Well, he had the two belts.
Oh, he got to take a photo with it?
Well, no. He got another belt. Back in the day, you got another belt every time. I don't know if they still do that. But now he has the overdone jewel belt and the other belt. But just because you're holding the BMF belt doesn't make you a BMF.
Oh.
And I'm speaking from experience because I've held the BMF belt.
You have.
And that doesn't make me a BMF. Just saying.
Kind of, it certifies you.
I don't know.
Makes you sort of official.
I don't know about that either. But
going back to the belt, right? Because, you know, when I talked to Hogan, you know, I told him why wrestling is the dumbest sport on earth. It's because it's two guys fighting for a belt and they have no pants on. Right? So,
which I don't understand, because they have pants.
They have underwear. They don't have pants. And they have no belt loops. There's no belt loops. And they're fighting for a belt and there's no belt loops. So it's stupid. Okay. The dumbest thing than that, you know what's more dumb than that?
You talking?
Reebok being the official sponsor of a sport that doesn't have shoes. Okay, so.
But they're not anymore.
But as of April 2021, Venom will take over. as the official clothing title sponsor.
And that's not really true because Reebok sells other things other than shoes.
I know.
If they only sold shoes.
I get it. But you know what I'm saying. Like, but do you think that and do you hope that Venom will bring back more of a old school nostalgia fighting?
I don't think it's going to happen. You know, it'll be the same boring whatever.
Really? You think?
Here's what I have found to be fairly funny. If I told you how many fighters, how many corners, when they get their bag, they leave the bags. They don't even take it.
They don't even take it.
Yeah.
Just because it's boring play.
Well, it's a combination of how many times are you going to get the same bag.
Right.
You know, the NFL used to give the media, when we would go there, some sweet stuff.
Okay.
You know, like the bag with the Super Bowl logo and a bunch of cool stuff. And then they eventually stopped because it's typically, you know, of the 8,000 media that come, 7,700 are the same.
Right, always.
So it's always, I know how many bags I have.
Right.
So they stopped. So it's kind of to that level now that how many Reebok with UFC logo bags do you need?
Right.
How many shirts with Henry Cejudo's name on the back, you know, do you need?
Seven.
So, well.
Seven is the magic number.
That is the number.
but you don't think that they're going to try to tap back into the old school, like, flair of, like, individual camps and individual sponsors?
No, that's not what they want.
It's just going to stay corporate and stay boring.
That's what they want. That's the whole thing. And that's what they wanted, you know.
There's your boy Ferguson.
Yep.
Is that him?
Yeah. Kevin.
Kevin Ferguson.
Yeah.
Doing a whole Street Fighter combo with Street Jesus, Masvidal.
There's Masvidal. All right.
Oh, there he is.
All right.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
We need to talk about the Aldo fight. We need to, you know, talk a little bit more about the Holloway, but let's jump right to the main event.
Let's go.
Went the way everybody really anticipated.
Pretty much down the line, yeah.
You know, everybody figured it would go the way, you know, that it did, other than the people that were betting on Masvidal to win. I thought it was cool. You know, I didn't think that there was a whole lot of hatred per se after the fight. Masvidal wants a rematch right away. Why wouldn't he? Of course he would.
Of course, because he took it on short notice. And he
not because he took it on short notice.
He took it on an island because it was hot.
No, because it was decent. It wasn't awful. Did you think it was awful?
I thought he looked slow and lethargic. I thought his weight cut was too severe.
That's what happens when you go on the pizza diet.
No, that is not what happens. Like, the pizza diet, I'll take all the belts. Like, all of them.
You'll take the Kmart belt.
I'll take them all. I'll take a Serpentine belt.
You'll take the Domino's belt.
You like my Serpentine belt, Joe?
No.
I think he looked lethargic. I think he looked slow. He just looked a step behind because I think the travel, the weight cut, and the extreme
But they
heat.
All had the same travel. He went the same time as Usman. Flew the same time.
But Usman didn't lose 20 pounds in 3 days.
I'm not calling anybody a fibber. Do you think it was 20 pounds? Do you really think it was? And B, he's not the first one to do it.
Yeah,
don't accept the fight then. Don't use all these things as excuses. I had to lose 20 pounds. I had to leave from Miami. On quarantine.
I'm not saying
he
excuses.
Has it to the best
I'm not
of my
excuse. I'm just saying that
making excuses.
From my interpretation of what I witnessed about his movement as a human, I thought he looked sluggish and slow, and that has to do with nutrition. From a guy who's a professional bodybuilder, I know how the body responds. Some days you're gassed up, some days you're depleted, and you can't even move your body. So
when we return, I'm going to address something else and something that you just said.
All right.
About you being a professional bodybuilder. We're going to address it. Hold on. We're going to address that and something that was brought up in the media scrum that I listened to on Monday. We'll address that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. I put my hand on your stocking. I was moving nice and slow. Get my fingers, do the working. And it ain't far to go. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason. You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all.
If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
For those of us old enough, come on, that was pretty good. That was Chubby Checker.
Chubby Checker.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's a big deal. I like his fries.
You're an idiot.
The Checkers?
You're an idiot.
Oh, is it Mr. Rally to you? I don't know.
It's Mr. Colonel. All right. So I want to get to something that was addressed on the Monday media calls for tonight's 2 a.m. local time event.
Yes.
I can hardly wait to sleep through this one. They brought up Brian Ortega.
Okay.
Brian Ortega, and I don't know where he's ranked because I don't look at the rankings.
T-City.
Because they're a joke.
They call him T-City.
He hasn't fought in like 2 years.
Correct.
Yet he's still ranked. So my question for you is, you're a professional bodybuilder.
Yes.
But when was the last time you actually competed?
3 years ago.
So you're still a professional?
Not currently. I mean, my eligibility, I have to re-qualify.
Right.
Yes, I have to re-qualify. So in certain organizations, you have to, it's only active for 1 year, and then you have to recertify. You have to win another competition, and then you have to be certified again. So currently, I am not a professional bodybuilder, but it's like being a president. Once a president, always a president.
That's true. Once a president, always a president. Once a Marine, always a jarhead.
Once a professional bodybuilder, always a professional bodybuilder.
Once in the Air Force and a Coast Guard, never being in the military. I get all that. You know, all of that makes sense.
Sure.
But when you called yourself a professional bodybuilder, it made me, it jarred my memory to bring up the Brian Ortega, who is ranked, yet he hasn't fought in 2 years. And what does that say about every fighter below somebody who hasn't fought in forever?
Yeah, I mean, the rankings are a joke, right? I mean, that's...
They are a joke.
It's crazy how, like, they fought for a vacant belt on Saturday's fight card, number three versus number six. And you know, what about number two?
Is number six still alive?
Number six.
I'm just asking.
Number six took, like, 30 extra blows at the end of that event for no reason. Like, why would you make... There was no chance for Aldo to come back.
First of all, I hate that.
There was no chance.
I hate that.
No chance.
It doesn't matter.
He was turtled up. He was in a defenseless position.
That's different.
He did just enough to keep moving to where the ref didn't stop it, but he kept getting beat down. Like, why?
All of that, I can almost agree with almost everything that you said, except for he didn't have a chance to win.
He didn't have a chance.
They're fighters. They're there in a fight.
I get it. It's not Chael Sonnen, Anderson Silva.
You never know.
It wasn't that kind of beat.
Everything else, it should have been stopped. There's no doubt. He took excessive. He curled up. He this, he that. But don't ever say he didn't have a chance to win, because there's fighters that have gone in for a fight. They didn't have a chance to win before it started.
Right.
And I'm not saying that is nasty and to be a joke and whatever.
Well, I mean, we've seen it. We saw it in Denver at the 25th anniversary.
I don't remember.
Yael Rodriguez and the Korean Zombie.
Did we see that?
Well, we did not.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Well, about 1 second left and an elbow knocks him out. I mean, I get it. If there's time left on the clock, anyone can win in a combat sport.
It's just that's what they do. You know, that's the sport. They're in a fight. If they're getting the crap kicked out of them, you don't stop the fight just because they're getting the crap kicked out of them. But you stop the fight if you're not defending, if you're not, and you're getting the crap kicked out of you.
Right.
But to say, well, he didn't have a chance to win, I don't like that. It falls into that category of, to be the champ, you have to beat the champ.
That's
I hate
true.
That.
That's
well, of course it's true. But if you and I fought, in order for me to beat you, I have to beat you.
That's what Matt Hughes says. That's your boy.
Matt Hughes says what?
That if you're not a true champion, tell you defend it.
Well, Matt's wrong.
He's not. Were you going to tell him that today? Were you going to tell him that in Iowa?
I'll tell Matt that. Well, Matt and I talk a lot, often. I'll tell him that. I disagree with that.
I tried to find flights for us to go today. We were going to broadcast the show live from Davenport, Iowa.
The problem is, and I really think we need to now change the day of the show.
To Friday?
Well, only because it used to be Friday. It was great to go to these events. We wouldn't get the athletes on because it was, you know, weigh in and all that garbage. We moved it to Wednesday because the UFC was helping us and, you know, getting us fighters and all that stuff.
Right.
But now that they don't even know where their next event is and what they're doing and moving around.
It's too big.
It's been too difficult.
Man.
And so Wednesdays isn't as big a deal anymore.
Sure.
So if we moved it.
Oh, move it to Friday.
Back to Friday. Then we leave on a Thursday night or we leave Friday. We do the show on Friday. We stay for the event on Saturday. And then we get the hell home.
That's not a bad idea.
But the money that it costs to go out on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
To do the show on a Wednesday to then twiddle your thumbs. And then I think we're going to be in this pandemic situation for a long time.
Yeah. It's going to be 2021. I mean. It's going to be the end of the year before people go back to work.
Well, New York sports can have no fans.
Corporate America is done till like January. Like, they're not even giving people the option to go back. Like, so it's getting crazy. With that being said, though, I did have one catering today to Raymond James Financial, which is the first corporate catering delivery I've had in 3 months.
My daughter told me she bought a stock yesterday.
Okay.
A car dealership was like $4.
Okay.
That used to be like 30.
Wow.
She's like, so I threw $4 on it.
Right.
You know, it's like putting four on double zeros.
Right, double zeros.
Yeah, you know, whatever. But, I mean, it's a thought. We have to think about it. If we can talk to, you know, the corporate over there at the main station and talk to, you know, BRN and all that kind of stuff. That way we can go to these events again when it clears up.
And it'd be a lot easier for us to travel together as a team.
Well, then we'll leave it the way it is.
we can go together.
I'm really no interest in traveling together.
Okay.
It's not.
Oh, well, I'm driving, so.
Okay, then we'll take you. So Ortega should not be, you know, ranked. You are not a professional bodybuilder, and 1 hour down. 1 hour to go. So all is good. So with that said, coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Petersburg, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Cell. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.